In Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, let us just start from Ein Seichtin to get into the swing of the sugya. Ein Seichtin es Apeiros. The Mishnah had said Ein Seichtin es Apeiros Leitzim En Mashkin. One is not permitted to be Seichet Peiros Leitzim En Mashkin because it's also Al Tzimafarit. Vim Yotzu Me Atzmon Asurim. If it was Yotzah Me'atzman, that is also. So Rashi says, Gzeire Shema Yisrait Lechatchila. Will derive benefit from the Mashkin, She Yotzah Me'atzman, he might be Mamshech and make sure that more Mashkin go out. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Im Lo Oichlen Ayetzim Mehem Mutter. If the purpose he was Machnis, this Peiris, was to eat them, so then he did not Asa Mashkin Hayetzim Mehem. Im Lamashkin, but if the purpose that he was machnas this peiros was, he had an intent to squeeze out the juice of these peiros, ayyitzim mehem osa. Zog the Gemara, in seichten es ha-peiros, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, moida hoya Rabbi Yehuda lechachomim, bezeisim v'anovim. That Rabbi Yehuda is moida to the chachomim bezeisim v'anovim, that even though hichnisan la'oichlin, it the mashkin ayetzim en osa. My time, even the leschiten inu, since these peiros are oimed lehisoche, is yoiv daites, even though the first intention was not to squeeze them out, but since be'etzem, roiv ha'oilam does squeeze them out, and mashkin come out, so he might decide to squeeze them out. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is moide to the chachamim by zeis and banov. Ve'ula omar Rav cholakoye Rabbi Yehuda af bezeis and banov. Rav holds that Rabbi Yehuda was cholak af bezeis and banovim, and if ichnisam loichlin, it is mashkin ayetzimehen muta. That is ula omar Rav's member. Rabbi Yechinen omar. Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiros, vein halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda b'zeisim v'anovim. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik afilu b'zeisim v'anovim, but l'halacha we paskin like the chachomim by zeisim v'anovim, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiros. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Now we're going to go back to the memory of Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Moida hoya Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim bezeisim v'anovim. That Rabbi Yehuda is moida to the chachamim by zeisim v'anovim that a mashkin ayetzimem is also. And now the Gemara is moise. Umoidim chachamim leRabbi Yehuda b'shar peiros. The chachamim are moida to Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiros. That if ichnisan loichlem is hayaytzi mehem muta. Omer le Reb Yirmiyah le Rabba be elo be mai pligi. So there's no machlekes anymore. By zeisim v'anovim Rabbi Yehuda's moide to the chachomim. B'shah peiros the chachomim amoide to Rabbi Yehuda. Omer le lechisishka. Omer Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok mistavre betusim v'rimoinem pligi. That Mistaver, the Machloikis, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim is, by Tusim v'Rimoinim. And let us just see the last Rashi, Bitusim, Mistaver, Bitusim v'Rimoinim, pligi, the Ike, the Bo Luhu Lamashkin. There, some people are Bo Luhu Lamashkin. Hilkech, Mashvahu La'abonon, ki Zeisim v'Anovim. So it's equivalent to Zeisim v'Anovim. Rav Yehuda, Poligalayu. Avo Shah Peiros leked the boy lulamashkin. No one squeezes out these peiros lamashkin. Hilkach moide rabbonon ben. So therefore the rabbonon are moide that mashkin hayetzi mehem is mutter. There's no shah still ma'osi lemis. Now Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said that by tusim v'rimoinim there is the machloikis. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is mutter, and the Chachamim hold that is also. This anya. So now the Gemara brings a raya from a baraisa to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. The baraisa says as follows, and the Baal will learn pshat the baraisa the way Rashi learns pshat. Zeisim shem moshach mehem shemen va'anovim shem moshach mehem yayin. So Rashi learns pshat shem moshach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, shem moshach zov me'aleihem. So Rashi is coming to tell us that even though normally we would translate that moshach means that he was Moshe, but here it means shenimshach. K'moy na'arois ha'moshchen. What is pshat na'arois ha'moshchen? No one is moshach. Them, then nimshach me'aleihem. So we are speaking about zeisim shenimshach me'em shemen. That's mashkim sheyotzo me'aleihem. Va'anovim shenimshach mehem yayin, ve'hichnison, now Rashi learns ve'hichnison mitchiloson, before it was nimshach, bein lo'ichlim bein lo'mashkim. Ve'hichnison, let us see now the lashon of the Braise, ve'hichnison, he previously brought them in, bein lo'ichl bein lo'mashkim, hayotzei mehem osa. So the mashke that is yoytzi from the zeisim v'anovim is osa. Now here we see already a raya to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda also, that Rabbi Yehuda is moide by zeisim and v'anovim, even though hichnisan lo oichel hayotzei mehem osa. We'll see soon that this is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But let us go a little further. Tusim shem moshach mehem mayim, v'rimoinim shem moshach mehem yayim, v'ichnisan lo'ichlin, and here was ichnisan lo'ichlin, hayoytzei mehem muta. So here we see by tusim ichnisan lo'ichlin helps that hayoytzei mehem is muta. Lemashkin, what is ichnisan lemashkin ulestam? Or didn't have any beferish kavone? Hayotze mehem also divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So we see klar that Rabbi Yehuda holds by tusim v'rimoinim ichnisan laoichlin hayotze mehem muta. V'chachomim oimrim bein laoichlin bein lemashkin by tusim v'rimoinim. Bein la'oichlin, bein la'mashkin, ayyitzim mehem osa. So what do we see from this baraisa? We see from this baraisa that what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin is baitusim v'rimoinim. So it seems to say this in the baraisa. The baraisa says baitusim v'rimoinim. Rabbi Yehuda holds ichnisan lo'oichlin hayotzei mehem muter, and the Chachamim holds ichnisan lo'oichlin hayotzei mehem osa. And as we mentioned before, it also would seem from the Baraisa that by zeisim va'anovim, no one disagrees, and everyone holds that bein ichnisan lo'oichlin, bein ichnisan lamashkin hayotzei mehem osa. And this is masim very well with divrei Rabbi Yehuda mashmu. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the Rimoinim kori yayin. The juice of Rimoinim is called yayin, mishum de is lohu kiyua. Because it has a certain type of acidity in it, so mamela, therefore it is called yayin. Vachachomim oimrim. So lochere, here we see klol, that there is that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim are chaylik baitusim v'rimoinim. Fregt Rashi, v'ho de nokat Rav Nachman lishne de mistavre. So lochay Rav Nachman by Yitzchak should not have said such an edel eloshen. Mistavre betusnem v'remoinem pligi dishanye. It's enough in the Bereise. The Bereise says klo, that the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is by tusnem v'remoinem. Mishum de ikalameima, pligi vetusim verimoinim. It could be der choylik vetusim verimoinim, wo hua din lishar peres. It's not muchach from this bereise in ganzen, with the way Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that the whole machloikis, the only machloikis is by tusim verimoinim. Could be they ding zich bij tussen vermoeinen op de schaapheres. Ule de jacho koi choi de Rab Yehuda noket lo. To tell us koi choi de Rab Yehuda. De Rab Yehuda holds afilu tussen vermoeinen. That mitzis anoshim boi lule mashkin afal pike nichnis en leuchlen is mutter. But it could be the chachomim. So that what the Baraisa said. That what the Baraisa brought down the machloikis by tussen vermoeinen is not muchach, that is the only machloikis. The Baraisa wants to tell us, Avulu betusim v'ramoinim, Rabbi Yehuda is matir. But to tell me the koich and the teira, but could be the chachamim aser, Avulu b'shaper is also. So therefore, from this Baraisa, we do not have a raya gemure that they are choylik only by tusim v'ramoinim. Ve'im ishum Baraisa delekamon. The Gemara and Kuf Mem Daud Amad Beis will bring a Bereis, the Shamina Mino, the Moidim Chachomim Rav Yudah B'Shar Peiris. Later we have a Bereis, the Gemara wants to say that from there it is Muchach, that by Shar Peiris, Afilu the Chachomim Amoide, Lam Behed Yishamina Lots, now Muchach that that Bereis is going according to the Chachomim, Nikolamayim Rav Yehudi, Kedabachinan Allah, the Gemara is a Pilpul later, maybe it does go according to Rav Yehuda, some emailer, so therefore the most Rav Nachman by Yitzchok could say was Mistavre, it's not Muchach 100% that the Machloikis is only by Tusim V'Ramoyim. Let us see Taisus. Shem Moshach Mehen Shemen. Perish Bekunteris. Shem Moshach, what is the translation of Moshach? Zov me'aleya, k'moy nareis ha'moshe. Ula peirushoi, so if it's speaking about zov me'aleya, so ich loima ichnison vein lo'oichlin, haino ichnison mitchilosom, the b'rais is take shaloi kesidrom. Ichnison vein lo'oichl vein lo'mashkin, is moshach mehem shemen, moshach mehem yayin, is a yaitzim hem osam. But al kaponim, the Baraisa is shaloi kesidron. It speaks about the yaitzim mehem before it speaks about how the chnison was. The ein haloshin mashmekei. The loshin is mashmo was first moshach, and then himshich, and then chnison. Va'oid kosheleri. The ein moshach me'eilof koma. If moshach means that it was nimshach, that it's talking about mashkin hayoytzi mehem mealeyem frektach toisviz kabitusim shem moshach mehem mayim. It says baitusim moshach mehem mayim havaleyle meymar shem moshchu oy shenim shechu de mayim bechol mokim loshin rab. So here toisviz asks a kasha and Rashi yadig the kasha, that if Moshach is a Loshin Nifal, and it is speaking about Moshach is equivalent to Nimshach, so Memelet should have said a Loshin Rabim, because Mayim is always a Loshin Rab. Is the other Loshin Shemen and Yayin is part of it, could be a Loshin Yochid. But Mayim is a Loshin Rabim, so therefore it should have said Shemoshu or Nimshach. Va'oit Kosheleri, in Cain, Hach Bereise. If Moshach means Nimshach, so Hach Bereise have a Tiyufte de Rav ve Rabbi Yoichene. So comes out this Bereise is an often a stira to Rav and Rabbi Yoichene. Why? The Omri Le'el. Both of them had said, Cholok hoye Rabbi Yehuda b'zeisim v'anovim, that Rabbi Yehuda is cholok b'zeisim v'anovim. The hoche mashme the bezeisim v'anovim moidim. Here it would seem the bezeisim v'anovim he's moidim. It says ichnisan bein loichlin bein lamashkin. It is also. What is the kasha hoche mashme? Because it doesn't say beferish that the first halach is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it seems like that. If it says stam the first halach. And the Maitusim v'Ramayim is the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, so it would seem that the first halacha is a Lava Muskim. So Memele fragt doch Teisve, so why didn't the Gemara schlug up Rav and Rav Yechanan from this Bereis? Hello, Nire Leri. So therefore, because of these kashes, the Ri has a different shot in the Bereis. The Moshach Ha'odom Koi. We are speaking about that a Odom was Moshach, the Yayin and Shemen and the Mayim and the Yayin Rimayim. The Moshach Ha'odom Koi. Usachetom Tchila. We're speaking about Zaysim Shem Moshach Mayim Shemen. First he had squeezed out Shemen from the Zaysim. Vishuv, and afterwards, Hichnisam, after he had squeezed out the Shemen he had wanted, and there was still Shemen left, Hichnisam, now is Hichnisam. And now Hichnisam Loichle. So what does that mean, Hichnisam Loichle? That means the mashke he had intended to take out from it, so he took it ready. Now it's Hichnisam Loichle. So here the Baraisa says that Afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said that Zaysim Vanovim, Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik and he holds Ichnisan La'ichlam is Mutter. So Melos of Taisvis, now we can say Geshma Kipsha. Ahashta L'Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The Sovri Chaluk, Hoyo Rabbi Yehuda be Zaysim Vanovim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds by Zaysim Vanovim. Hichnisam li oichlin is also muta filo by zaysim vanovim, and here it says that hichnisam li oichlin is also nokat davke moshach. So that's pshat in the beraisa. But if I see he was before interested in being moishich mashkin from the zaysim vanovim, so even though now hichnisam li oichlin. But here there remains a chash. Dilme yoiv daite lischait mashke achash ichnisay nami lachilim. Is a chash. He might still have an intent to be soichet. Why should I say such a thing? Me achash isachtan chilo lohoitzi mea mashke. Since it was previously moshach, so Lemaisa, we see he was interested in Mashkin. So now the Shaila is this a hachlote gemura now ichnisan lo ichlin? Or the Rav Shanei? He's still wobbly. It was before ichnisan lo Mashkin, so there's still a possibility he'll change his mind and he'll be seichet again. Ha loy moshach loy. But if he won't be Moshe, ha loy moshach loy. So Memele, we cannot ask a kasha on Rav and Rav Yochanan from this Bereise, that this Bereise holds that according to Rav Yehuda, that Ichnisan Lo'ichlan by Zaysim Vanovim is also, because they said that's true, that is by Moshach Mitchila. We are speaking about if it wasn't Moshach Mitchila. So it's good why we can't ask a kasha on Rav and Rabbi Yehuda. Ulishmuel da omal moide Rabbi Yehuda bezeisim vanovim. Now, l'chayre, the way Taisus learned shots, and now Shmuel will have problems. Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda is moide to the chachomim. By zeisim vanovim, afilu loy mosha. So why does it say mosha? Shmuel dama ma'ida Rabbi Yehuda b'zaysim vanovim nokat moshach mishum revusa de tusim v'rimayinim. He wanted to tell us a revusa of tusim v'rimayinim. Da'afilu moshach, where Rabbi Yehuda is made. You don't buy tusim v'rimayinim v'chnisam lo'ichlim mashkan ha'yitzim em is mutar. So he wanted to say tusim v'rimayinim afilu moshach. Afal pika, ichnisan loichlin is muta. Afilu moshach, ichnisan loichlin, ayyitzi mehen muta. So that is how Taisvis learns pshat in this baraisa, that this baraisa is speaking about its moshach mitchile, and al kaponim loit shmuel, it's a revusa that afilu moshach, ichnisan betusim verimoinem loichlin, it is muta according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rav and Rav Yochanan, Davke Moshach by Zaysen Venovim, Rav Yehud is Moida, Afa Pishach Nisan Loichlim, Mashkin Ayetzimem is us. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akashe on the halacha of that what Rav Yehud said, that Stam is Osa. So we see from Rav Yehud that by Tusim Verimoine, when am I not Chayish that he'll be Soichet, Davke Echnisan La'Oichlin. But Stam, Zweisei Stam is Oymed Lamashkin, and therefore Stam, Afilo Rab Yehuda, is Machmon. He holds a Yaitzim Mehen also. So the Gemara is going to ask a Kasha, but before we get into the Kasha, we're going to go off a little on a tangent and get a little into a different sugya. Frag the Gemara. V'sava Rab Yehuda Stam also Rab Yehuda holds that Stam is equivalent to Ulamashkin. Was Nam, we learned a Mishnah Machshirin as follows. Cholov Ha'isha. Cholov that came out from Ha'isha. Metamei Lerotzain V'Sheloi Lerotzain. Let us see Rashi. The Sava Rab Yehuda Stam. Shaloi pirish le'oichel, v'loi le'mashke, have a mashke hazov mehem osa. Wasnan, we learned the Mishnah as follows. Cholov ha'ishe metame. So metame Rashi says, machshe. That cholov ha'ishe, there are zayin mashkois, which are machshe. Cholov ha'ishe is machshe. Le'rotzain v'shaloi le'rotzain. Bein sheyotza mimeno lerotzen, that there was an intent, a kavone, an echuse that the cholov should come out. Bein sheyotza sheloy lerotzen, or it went out sheloy lerotzen. Sheloy lerotzen means it was noitef. The cholov was noitef from the ishe. It dripped out sheloy lerotzen. There was no intent to take out the cholov. It dripped out. Zukt Rashi da avot, and we'll see as we progress in the sugya that this is a bissel shvelach. But Rashi says shehacholov kori mashke. Cholov is called mashke. Shenemar batiftach es noid hacholov atashkeyu. So we see the min cholov is a teiris mashke, and mechol mashke sheyishase bechol kli we learn out is machshir. So Memela, so since Cholov has a Teiris Mashke, so therefore it is Mashke. So the Vayel the Chachomim said, Cholov Ha'ishe, Mitame means Mashke, Lerotzein, Sai the Cholov, left the Ishe, B'nechuso, they wanted that the Cholov should go out, V'shaloi Lerotzein, there was native, Shaloi Lerotzein. It has a shame Mashke, and it is Mashke. Cholov beheime. What about the cholov of a beheime? Einoi metamei ela lerotzen. It is only machshir, only if it there was an ichuse that this cholov should go out. It was zov me'ela. It is not machshir. Let us see Rashi. Cholov a beheime einoi metamei ela imkein yotzo lerotzen. Unless it was Yotza Lerotzen. V'iloi, if this Cholov was Noitev Sheloi Lerotzen, Loi Choshiv Mashke. It doesn't have a Teiris Mashke. V'im Noga Boi Sheretz, and if a Sheretz will touch it, Einei Mekabul Tume, V'taime Meforish Lekameh. Now here all of a sudden, Rashi switches by the Einei Metame, Rashi all of a sudden starts speaking about Kabbalah's Tume. I don't know if there's a special diik in Lechayre. Both these dinim demand a mashke. You need a mashke to be mekabel tume, and you need a mashke to be machshir. But why Rashi in the machshir of a ishe speaks about tame of an ishe speaks about machshir? By the einay metame of a behime he speaks about kabbalas tume. based on the tefillahs of Tzaddik here. Anyway, we have over here not hamol a halacha according to the chachamim that chol of a isha is machshel l'rotzin v'shaloi l'rotzin. Chol of behime ein a machshel ela l'rotzin. Amar Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva is chaylik av v'chacham. Kal v'chaymer. So kal v'chaymer that chol of behime should have all the chumres of chol of isha. Uma chol of ha'isha, she'eini miyuchid ala l'ktanim. Chol of ha'isha is only miyuchid l'shtiyas ktanim. It is not such a popular beverage. It's miyuchid for yidikas ktanim. Mitame l'rotzen v'shaloi l'rotzen, safilu shaloi l'rotzen, neza teiris mashke. Chol of ha'beheime, she'miyuchid bein l'ktanim, bein l'gdoilom. This is a popular mashke. It's the rei v'aylam is shayse this mashke. Ein eidin she yitame bein l'rotza in bein shaloi l'rotza. So he says, amir diki kal v'chayme. So that's zicha. Cholav v'heime, which is a more choshev beverage than cholav ishe, sabadi givis, it should have all the chumris of cholav ishe. And if cholav ishe is a teiris mashke, afilu yotza shaloi l'rotza, but it's a mashke, savadi givis, cholov bein. Amru loy, so they told him, im tamei cholov ha'isha shaloi l'rotzain, if you will say, that cholov ha'isha is metame shaloi l'rotzain, shedam magei fosa tamei. You know why chol of a isha is metame shaloi l'rotzain? Because if she has a make, so that dam is also tam, is also tam, also is a teiris mashke. Yit me chol of a beheime shaloi l'rotzain, but chol of a beheime, that should be metame, that should be mashke shaloi l'rotzain, shedam agei fosa toya. Now, this sounds like Sisrei Torah, so we'll have to see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Shedam magefoso shel isha. A dam of a clap, a bang, a bruise of a isha. Im nogaf raglo o yodo. V'chol chabur. Sheyotza mimeno dam. Let's first speak about dam. We'll come later to cholo, but let's speak about dam. What is the din if a woman is walking and she bangs her foot and blood comes out? So the halacha is that this dam has a teiris mashke, and it is mashke. Now this dam came out shaloi l'rotzen. She did not want to bang her foot, she didn't want blood, she did not want the dam should come out. It happened shaloi l'rotzen. And the halacha is that this dam is mashke. How do we know that this dam is mashke? Kedoyom ha'beperik dam hanideh. Dam halolim. We learn out that dam chalolim, but what is the translation of dam chalolim? Dahainu dam holg. Dam that comes out from a person who was killed. Kori mashke. This has a teiris mashke. Shenema. V'dam chalolim yishte. So if it's, so you see the posik says that by dam chalolim pasta loshen shti, so there's a teiris mashke. Fine. So that's dam holg. Now the Gemara says further, v'dam agafosoi meforish osam. What if someone bangs themselves? So the Gemara says the dam chalolim ava. This is also considered dam chalolim. Why? The mali kotle kule mali kotle palge. This is also dam chalolim. Mali mixes nefesh mali kola nefesh dam chalolim. Rashi says, "Mesechtas nidas dam shan nefesh yoytze boy." So memele a dam of a klap is a mixus nefesh. So memele, so we have that dam, that this dam that leaves the body is a dam chalolim. So it's the chelik of the nefesh goes out with this dam. So memele, this dam has a din yishte, has a teiris mashke. Fine. Now, b'mayin shmita leitza halsina. So Rashi says, v'cholov kidam magefos. Cholov has the din of dam. Why? The dam nekar v'nase cholav. The Gemara says in Pcheiris that where does the dam originate from? Where does the cholav originate from? Cholav originates from dam. The dam is transferred into cholav. The dam nekar v'nase cholav. So Memele, even though Rashi doesn't say it with the ganze knack, but Taisa says it over here with the ganze knack. So Memele, so the Chachamim told a Meiridik Yolamdus to Rabbi Kiva. And they told him as follows. They told him, you know why Cholov is Tomei? Not Cholov is Tomei. Cholov is Tomei, Mishum Lesser the Dam. Cholov is Dam. It's before Dam is only when it's red, it's white Dam also. Cholov is Dam. So the Tumas Cholov is als the Aces, the Tume. That what Dam is a Teiris Mashke. That what Dam is a Teiris Mashke. So Memele, even though when it transformed into Cholov, the Teiris Mashke remains. So the Tumas Cholov of a Ishe, is, you know why it's Tume? It's Tume because, this is dam chalolim. This is dam chalolim. And the mele, since the dam of Aisha, that dam is mashir, bein yotza mirzoine, bein yotza shalai mirzoine, the whole dam chalolim is shalai mirzoine. Either it was horug or the mali kotli palgim. So dam chalolim is shalai mirzoine. The Aval Pekin, this dam is called Yishte. This dam has a Teiris Mashke. So Memele, the Cholov, which is this dam transformed into a different Tzure, but this dam is also Mashke. Yeah. So the dam Gifose, Stomi Shalei L'Rotzenu, V'Tome. So Memele, that is the Lomdis, why? That is the lumdis by cholov ha'isha is metamish le'lerotzen, because cholov has in itself dinei dam. So since dam is metamish le'lerotzen, dam egeposa, so memele, this din hechsher, this din mashke remains when it becomes cholov. But yitma cholov abehemish le'lerotzen. So how could you stel zu cholav abeim? Shereidam magefosa toil. What'll be the din? If a behemah will bang itself, and dam will come out. So the halach is that dam is toil. The behemah lav bichlal cholalu. Behemah is lav bichlal cholalu. So memele, so how could Cholov shaloi l'rotzayn be metame? How could cholov shaloi l'rotzayn be metame? The whole reason cholov shaloi l'rotzayn by Isha is metame because this is dam, and dam is metame shaloi l'rotzayn by Isha. But by a behemah, the dam shaloi l'rotzayn is not metame. So memele, so cholov shaloi l'rotzayn also won't be metame. Umiyu dam shchite machshe. Dam shchite is machshe, mishum de iska shlemay. Tachsiv al haoretz tishpachenu kemay. Dam shchite is machshe. So it could be that what Rashi is saying over here, dam shchite, nachsim de chodesh ha'oviv, says this pshat in Rashi, that what is the chomer of dam shchite? So it could be dam shchite is called l'ratzon. Could be there, the Shaykhit wants this dam to go out. So this is dam l'rotzoy. So dam shchite, if dam was extracted, l'rotzoy, it is machshir, by a behemah. So memele, so the cholov of a behemah that was yotzo l'rotzoy. So that's like dam shchite. That's equivalent to dam shchita. That means the chain is as strong as the weakest link. The whole koyach atume, that the koyach of machshir that cholov has, is because it originates from dam. So it can be better than dam. So by behemoth dam lerotzin is marshir, dam shchita is marshir, so cholov lerotzin is also marshir. Dam chalolim, which is dam shaloy lerotzin, is not marshir by a behemoth, so cholov shaloy lerotzin is also not marshir. So the way we're going now, the Chachomim enlightened Rabbi Kiva by telling him, Rabbi Kiva went, he said, he went off track. He says, Cholov is a much choshev, Cholov Beime is a much more choshev mashke than Cholov Isha. This is, Cholov Isha is only miyuchad l'tinoikis, and this is miyuchad l'gdayla m'ktanim. So that, this long, this past, if Cholov is metamal tzcholov, so you say, if this cholov is metame shloy l'rotz, this cholov adagimis is metame shloy l'rotz. But if cholov is metame al tzdam, the whole sibis atum is not al tzcholov, no al tzdam. So then you have to see if dam is metame. So memelis, so they told them a clear-cut difference between Adam and Behemah. By Adam shloy l'rotz and dam is metame, machshir, so memelis, what in cholov shloy l'rotz? By Behema only Lerotzin is Machshir, so Mamela by Cholov also only Cholov Lerotzin is Machshir. Om Alohem. So Rabbi Kiva told them, Machmar ani b'cholov mi b'dam. No, your whole shtick Torah is not a skull. You're telling me that what? That the whole Tumas Cholov is. Tumas Dam? No, it is not true. Cholov is mitame als cholov, not als dam. Mach ma'ani becholov mi bedam. And I'll prove it to you. Sha'achoy lev lerefue. What is the halacha? If a person is choy lev lerefue, the animal has an abundance of milk, and therefore he's extracting the milk, not because he wants the milk. He wants to get rid of the milk, but he's doing it lerefue. The halach is, that it is tomei, that this cholov is tomei, v'hamak is l'refu etoher, and if a person, and if an animal has an abundance of dam, and he extracts the dam from the animal, so the din is, that this dam is toher. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, mach mani b'cholov l'tamoi, am shaloi l'rotze. I hold that cholov is more chomor than dam, and it's metam avshaloi l'rotz and mi bedam. And I'll prove it to you. Sha'choy lev l'refuas ha-behemeh. If a person will be choy lev l'refuas ha-behemeh, shelo yaziken ochelbom. That the abundance of cholov that is within her should not be mazik the behemeh tomei. So the halacha is that this cholov is tomei. This also falls into the category of rotz, and he wants to extract the cholov. Ba'amak is dan lebehem til refu etoir, the damagifosahum. This is considered damagifosah. So damak. Ohoyil ba'achoylev lerefu etomei. So Lachayre Rabbi Kiva went to be chaylik with the Chachamim. In a lamdus, he says, your whole lamdus is nisht oiskal. He says, because you're telling me that the whole tumas dam, the whole tumas cholov is tumas dam, so it can't be better than tumas dam. So I'll prove it to you, black and white, and you're wrong. You see, that achaylev lerefue is tamei, v'amak is dam lerefue is toya. So akochach you see that cholov is eigen the halachis of tuma, not because this is the dam, because you see there's different halachis. So you see that cholov is an eigen the halachis. So memelis, if he's an eigen halachis, and I'm back with my kal v'chaymer. So if cholov is metamei als cholov, so now I say chos of a mele, so cholov zicha, the cholov veim is zicha more choshuv than cholov ishe, because this is ben lektan and ben lekdeilim. So I'm back with my kal v'chaim. There's a very geshmake kasha that Rabbi Kivege asks. Rabbi Kivege asks as follows. Rabbi Kivege says, That is true, that Rabbi Kiva had proven from this halacha that there's a tumas cholov. That there's a tumas cholov, that cholov is not only metame al tzdam. Cholov, that means we had before a lomdis, which l'chayr is a correct lomdis, that cholov has in itself tumas dam, dam necha v'nasa cholov. Cholov has in itself tumas dam. But Rabbi Kiva had proven to us that cholov has in itself also an eginidin. Cholov is metame al cholov. Because you see, a cholov l'refue is toher, is tomei, v'amakiz l'refue is toher. Fine. But that could very well be that cholov has in itself the din tumas dam also. That means, so cholov is tomei al two reasons. Alfanaganidin, and it also has tumas dam. Lamayin afkamina. So the Kibega says it could be that afkamina is like this. This din, hachaylev lirifue, hachaylev lirifue is tome. So Rashi explained this din. Why is he tome? Because this is called lirotzai. This is called lirotzai. Whatever, this is a din that hachaylev lirotzai is metame, this is called lirotzai. Rifue is called lirotzai. So we see that a mashke, that the mashke of cholov lerotzim is machsha. That's what we see from this halacha. It could very well be sheloy lerotzim. It doesn't have a teiris mashke. I mean, for this halacha, you couldn't prove anything. This halacha was speaking about cholov. We said that cholov lerotzim is more a chaylov lerefua is more chomo than hamakiz lerefua. Fine, that's what we see. So we see that cholov l'rotz is not an eigen in it. But it could be this chaymer that by isha cholov sheloy l'rotz is also mekabel tume. So it could be als tumas cholov there's no such thing. Als tumas cholov, since it's sheloy l'rotz and I don't want the cholov, it doesn't have, it isn't machshir als cholov because it is sheloy l'rotz. That's what cholov sheloy lerotzim is machshir. That's because it's dam, because it has in itself also the koyach of dam. So memele the chachamim amere the kishmak yamfiltem. The chachamim told him, you want to learn out from cholov sheloy lerotzim. So I'll tell you, that what cholov sheloy lerotzim is machshir is because by ishe dam sheloy lerotzim is machshir. That means sheloy lerotzim. There's no din tumas cholov. There, the whole din tum is only als tumas dam. So now we have to see: is there a din tumas dam sheloy lerotzim? So by a ishe, there's a din dam chalolim yishte. That their dam sheloy lerotzim is also machshir. So therefore, cholov sheloy lerotzim is machshir because dam neka v'nasa cholov. So that cholov is machshir mitayres dam sheboy. Cholov, what did you prove to me? You just proved to me that cholov lerotzim is mitam afilo under din dam. That's true. You proved to me that a cholov lerefuah is better than a makiz lerefuah. But that's cholov lerotzim. Cholov lerotzim, taki, if there was a rotzim to have this cholov, so memele then the taki has a tayres mashke. If there was no rotzim, so the mele could be in cholov, it doesn't get a teiris mashke. I by ishe cholov sheloy lerotzim is also machshe. That is because al taloch of dam, not al taloch of cholov, al dam neka v'nase cholov. So the mele says since dam sheloy lerotzim is machshe by ishe, so who adin cholov that originates from the dam will also be Marsha. This is Rabbi Kiva's kasha, and he blies by itself in God. And Rabbi Kiva's kasha and the Chacham. Now let us see Tosfos. Cholov ha'isha metame lerotzim v'sheloi lerotzim. We have here in the Mishnah that cholov ha'isha is metame bein lerotzim bein sheloi lerotzim. The Tosfos, v'hod is nan b'mesaches machshirim. kol mashke shetchilosei lerotzin, af al pi shein saifei lerotzin. Oy she saifei lerotzin, af al pi shein chilosei lerotzin, machshe. So the Mishnah says a machshirin, that you need either tchilosei lerotzin, or saifei lerotzin. Indeed, this is the halacha by all the Zion mashkin that are machshir. You need rotzim, either tchilosoi or seifer. And here it says that chalav is mash. Here it says that chalav eish is machshir shelay lerotzim. This is a mishnah in Perik Vov. This mishnah chalav eish, and this is the first mishnah mesechtes machshirim. Kol mashke, that means that's aloch and all mashke, you need either tchilose l'rotzen or seifel l'rotzen, or epes l'rotzen d'ach m'dachom. Near to scholov is mashke shalai l'rotzen. Zag taisves loidami rotzen d'hosom l'rotzen d'hoch. Taisves says that Mishnah, the first Mishnah Machshirin, is speaking about one type of rotzen, and our Mishnah is speaking about another type of rotzen. The hosom mairi vishas nefiloson alazoi. There it is speaking about when these mashkin fell on the hosom mairi vishas nefiloson alazoi sheyehele rotzen. That the contact that the mashke has with the zroim in order to be machshir the zroim should be le rotzen. The ba'inon yutam dum yedechiyita. Ma'ayita in the nechalei, af yutam the nechalei. So that Mishnah is speaking about the contact that the mashke has with Israel. Now, how do we understand what is tchilose l'rotzen and what is seife l'rotzen? It's speaking about the contact. So this, we're dealing about tchilan aseif. So the Rishas and Seif Machshirim, the Chazaynishim Esetas Machshirim, and bring some the other Achrayim also, that Taisvis learned like the Shita Saramba. That'll be the easiest way out for us, Al Kaponim. That the Shita Sarambam, the Rambam learns Pshat in this Mishnah, Rashi doesn't learn that Pshat, the Matanur doesn't learn this Pshat, but the Rambam learns pshat like this. Chilose l'rotzen v'seife l'rotzen means that chilose l'rotzen means when the mashke made contact with the oichel, he wanted this mashke to make contact with the oichel. That's called chilose l'rotzen. Seife l'rotzen means that when it made contact, he didn't want that it should get wet. Later, he came to the conclusion, it's a good thing that these mashkin are on the seife. So, tchilose l'rotzen, v'seife l'rotzen is speaking about the contact that the mashke has with the oichel. So you need some type of rotzen, and Taisva says, because it says, yitain, The ksiv is yitam, the kri is yutam. So you need the anichuse of the nesines hamashka al azer. Avol hocha mairi bishas prisha min isha min abahime. Here we're speaking about when it came into this world in order to get a tairis mashke. That's what we are speaking about. Does it get a tairis mashke? Cholov. That was native shalei l'rotzein from a behema, or shalei l'rotzein me'isha. Does it get a teiris mashke? So, okay, that is this Mishnah in Perek Vav. This Mishnah in Perek Vav is done if it came into this world. Shalei l'rotzein, does it get bechlal Hashem mashke? That is the machloikis Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim by Cholov Behema. Does it get a Shem Mashke if it was noitek Shaloi L'rotzen? Mashe Einkein, the Mishneh Machshirin is speaking about when you had a Mashke already and now it came in contact with food, so we need that this contact should be either Tchilosei L'rotzen or Seifei L'rotzen. Lerotzain, vishaloi lerotzain. we heard over here that the by cholav ha'isha, it is marshe l'rotzen v'shalay l'rotzen. Because the meforish b'samach taime, and the Gemara will say later what the reason is. Mishum de dam magefosa tome. Because dam is tome, the dam of a clap of a bruise is tome. The cholav dam chadu. In cholav is dam. The dam nechal v'nase cholav. The dam nekar v'nasechol. So that is why that pshat what the chachamim told him. Chachamim told him, you are bringing a raya from Isha, that cholov sheloy l'rotzayim is machshir, that's because it is dam. And dam sheloy l'rotzayim by Isha is machshir. So k'taisves v'loy tzrichin l'mashe pirish pekunteris Mishum de ikri mashke. So if we assume that the Chachamim hold that the reason cholav ha'isha is metame ben l'rotz and ben shaloi l'roshn is because mishum lesa de dam, so maybe we don't need this pasuk that Rashi said that cholav is called mashke shenema vativtach es noida cholav atashkeyu. We don't need this pasuk at all. Cholav is machshir. You know why? Because cholav is dam, and if dam is machshir, so automatically cholav is machshir. V'nira l'ri d'ha de'itzvich l'forish haytayme b'perik dam nida ayde gemore, and dam nida does say that the reason that cholav is machshir because of this pasuk, kabi cholav ha'isha ani mivre Rabbi Kiva d'shmaiten. Rabbi Kiva Nasugye, the less like time the frishes. He doesn't hold that this is the only reason, or this is the reason that cholov is metame. He wants to say that cholov is an eigenedin. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that you need a pasuk to tell me that cholov is a teres mashke. Oy le man de lesley dam nechel v'nasa cholov. There's a man the Yomar that says that cholov does not originate from dam. Avol le rabbonon de shmeiden leitzorich le cholov ve'ishe kedeprishis ele davke le tame cholov ve'im ele rotzay. Eishes cholov ve'ishe is metame cholov ve'ishe is metame al tzdam. So the pasuk you'll only need is not for cholav ve'isha. The pasuk you need is for cholav ve'im. Pasuk you'll need is for cholav ve'im. The tamei cholav ve'im alarotzen. So mistame, he says this pasuk mistame, the pasuk of atitach es noida cholav mistame. This pasuk is speaking about noida cholav. It's talking about cholav alarotzen. That's how it got into the night. The Chassam Sofer wants to fa'emfer Tosfos Kasham Rashi. He says, Rashi said that how do we know that cholov ha'isha is metamei? Because it says a posik v'tiftach es hanoit v'tashkeyu. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, you don't need a posik for that. If the tam of tumas cholov ba'isha is Mishum lesa de dam, so mamela, automatically it is marshir because dam is marshir. So the Chassam Sofer says that Rashi held, you need a pasuk to tell me that the din dam remains after the transition of dam to cholov. That's what you need a pasuk. Even though we know dam nekar v'nasa cholov, but who would be able to say that even though it is not in the form of dam, it is still machshir als dam. So that's why you need the pasuk. He says Rashi wasn't satisfied with the pasuk of that dam is machshir. That's when it's in the form of dam. How do we know when it is not in the form of dam? How do we know that it is machshir? So on that, this is Rashi to say this. So the Chachamim learned pshat in this pasuk that the pasuk is telling us that the status of the cholov did not change, even though there was a transition from dam to cholov. It still is a teiras dam olov, and therefore it is machsha. Zoktais vizvaita, machmar ani becholov mi bedam, sha'choylev lerefue tomei, v'amakiz lerefue toil. He says, Rabbi Kiva wanted to show that cholov is more chomo than dam. Choylev lerefue is machshir, makiz lerefue is not machshir. In Cain. So what is Rabbi Kiva telling us? What did he say? Mai de metaminen cholov aishe, if I can show you a case that dam is toil and cholov is tomei, so we see that tumas cholov is not because it originates from dam. So you see there's a new tumas cholov, not als dam. So new tumas cholov, and then I'm back with my kal v'chayim. So what did Rabbi Kiva prove from ha-choylev le-refues tomei? He proved that cholov, the tumis cholov, is not mikoyach dam, nor is an eigenedin. Oimer Rabbi, the bechinam nokat choylev le-refues. He says, to prove this din, that cholov has an eigene din, he did not have to bring the spekiyas of a makiz lefu et toyer va cholov lefu et tomei. The hochi nami av emotzi lahoshiv lerabonon mi cholov behime gufe. Let us speak about cholov behime. Shedom otoher, we see that the dam of a behime is toyer. There's no tumas dam. V'chel bo tomei, and the cholov of a behim is tomei. Im kein ha-cholov einei tomei machmas dam, elo mishum d'chsiva tiftach es noi da-cholov, im kein shloi l'rotzim nami ma'itayim v'yei tomei. He says, so Tosva says, Rabbi Kiva did not need this bekiyas. Bechlal, if there's no tumas dam, there was no tumas dam, By behime, because there's no din of dam chalolim, so why is cholov tomei? Hakocha, because cholov is a new din. That's what we want to say, that Rashi does favor, and Rashi says you learn out from dam shchite. Let us see the Bach for 1 minute. The Bach says, Nois Aleph, obetois vis yontif soif mesechtes machshir metaretz kushezu, the behem is dam behime lishtia machshir kamei cholov shu lishtia. Says a very gishmaki teret. He says as follows: the halacha is if a person is makis dam lishtiye. So the halacha is he's machshiv this dam, and this dam has a teiris mashka filo by a behime. If a makis dam lishtiye, so the dam has a teiris mashka. So memele, so cholov lerotzayin is cholov lishtiye. So memele from the din of cholov l'shtiye, that it is machshir, I don't see that cholov is better than dam. Because dam l'shtiye is also machshir. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva had to bring a bekiyas. But by refuah we see that cholov is better than dam. Hamak is l'refuah toyer, v'acholov l'refuah tomei. Al koponim, so the way we're up to now, Rabbi Kiva has the advantage of the argument. That means he was telling them that you cannot tell me that tumis cholov is because of dam, because we see a cholov lerefu is tomei and a makis lerefu is toyer. Amrulai, so they told him, salei zeisim ba'anovim yechich. They told him, naniach, that you're telling us there's a din of tumas cholov. Cholov is machshir. It's a gewaldike beverage. It's oimed bein l'ktanim, bein l'gdoilim. So they told him, salei zeisim va'anovim yechichu. Let us speak about salei zeisim va'anovim. a person gathered in a basket, zaysim v'anovim. Now, hashamashkin ayotzimem. Now you'll have mashkin which will run out from these zaysim v'anovim. Lirotzoim, if he wanted the mashkin to run out, t'meim. So then, the mashkin is tameh. Shaloi lirotzoim tahoirim. But if the mashkin went out, shaloi lirotzoim. So then the halacha is that this mashke is toil. So what is the chachomim telling him? They're telling him, abekive, nilchis mashkin. If it is shaloi lirotzoim, it is not, it could be the most choshev a mashkin. Yayin v'shemen are choshev a mashkin. It's meyuchid, it's oymet beiliktanim beiligdoilim. It's a choshev a mashkin. Af al pike. We see if it came out, if it originated, shaloi lirotzoim, so memeila doesn't have a teiris mashke. So I'm telling you, that's a din in all mashke. Shaloi lirotzoim doesn't have a teiris mashke. You see, by isha cholov shaloi lirotzoim has a teiris mashke. That's, because that's a special din in that. That's what the chachamim came to tell Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Rashi. Amru loy, ein eidayme shaloi lirotzoim liyotze lirotzoim. You cannot be medame. Shaloi lirotzoim terotzoim. Shereisale zeisim vanovim yechichu. Shamashke hayotze mehem. Lirotzoim is tahirim. Shaloi lirotzoim. Lirotzoim is tmeyim and shaloi lirotzoim is tahirim. Let us see Taisvis. Salei zeisim va'anovim yechich. Shamashka yoitzimem l'rotzein tomei, shaloi l'rotzein tomei. So what were they proving to him? They're proving to him that is a biyuchadik din in mashkin, that if, in order to have a teiris mashkin, has to be l'rotzein. So Taisva says, what did Rabbi Kiva do with this? Meshili meseches machshirim mesayim. Rabbi Kiva had a teretz on this also. Loi imam marto besalei zeisim vanovim shrei tchilosoi oichel. In the beginning, before it went out, it had a teretz oichel. So in order for it to become a mashke, you have to have rotzin for a mashke. Kozman is no rotzin for mashke, so memele it remains what it was till now. There you need rotzin. By Zaysim Vanovim. Taimru. Becholov. Shetchilosai v'saifai mashke. So there you don't need rotzen to make it for a mashke. It is a mashke already. So memele, so there it's metama filo shaloi lerotzen. That was, seems like the key had the last word there. Now we're going to go back to the beginning of the sugya. This was only like, we went off on a tangent, now we're going to go back to the beginning of the sugya. What did the Chachomim tell Rabbi Kiva? They told him, Mashkin of Salei Zeisim Vanovin, Lerotzain is Temeyim, Sheloi Lerotzain is Tahir. Now, what does that mean? Now, let's try to translate. My love, l'rotzein, d'nichelei. It was a rotzin. He wanted this mashke. So that is tomei. Sheloi l'rotzein means that there's no rotzin. Mistomei. There was no specific positive rotzin. Sheloi l'rotzein, there was no rotzin. Mistomei. So this is speaking about that Zaysim, Mashkin, Zaysim, Vanovim, without a positive Rotzain, Lemashkin, it has a Teiris Eichel, it seems. You need a Rotzain for the Mashkin Shemot. So Memele, so it's, what does it say over here? So it says over here that the stomach of Zeisim Va'anovim has a Teiris Eichel. It only gets a Teiris Mashke when it's Lerotzen. Frag the Gemore, Oma Zeisim Va'anovim, the Bnei Schiteninu. Zeisim Va'anovim is Oymed Lischit. Sheloi Lerotzen Veloi Klum. But if there's no Rotzen, it doesn't have a Teiris Mashke. Tusim v'rimoinim v'lav v'nei schiteninu. Tusim v'rimoinim is not oimed listoi. Loi kolshkein, that it should not have a teures mashke v'stom. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is on one word that Rabbi Yehuda said in the Baraisa. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Baraisa that tusim v'rimoinim, Rabbi Yehuda said as follows. Ichnisan lo'ichlen, so it's mutter. Stoma ole mashkin, it is also. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda holds the stoma of tusim v'rimoinim already has a teiris mashke. That Chazal asked, the Chazal asked of mashkin shezovu. So the Gemara says we find in Hilchas Tumah v'Tare that afilu the mashkin of zeisim v'anovim that is oimed l'schita doesn't have a teiris mashke by stoma. Is a body givis, the mashke of tusim v'rimoinim that is not oimed l'schita, a body givis should not have a teiris mashke by stomach. Let us see Rashi. Sheloi l'rotzein b'stomach. Uktani teirim. It says it is teir. Deloi choshiv mashke. So now Rashi says, who said this aloch? If Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said this halacha, that stome of Zaysim van Lovim doesn't have a teiris mashke, so madach the stome of Zaysim van Lovim doesn't have a teiris mashke, the stome of Tusim v'moinim zich doesn't have a teiris mashke. V'i Rabbonon komri, if the Rabbonon said it, so memele the Rabbonon, who they are the machmirim, and they say stome of zeisim v'anovim does never teres mashke, is kolshkein tahoirem l'Rabbi Yehuda, to midi de l'Rabbono mashke, l'Rabbi Yehuda lav mashke, v'cholshkein midi de l'Rabbono lav mashke. V'hashto ma zeisim v'anovim, so therefore, whoever said this, say the Rabbono, say Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda zich amoide to the kulis of the Chachomim, which is a bigger maker. So memele, so ma zeisim v'anovim, so ma doch zeisim v'anovim. The stome of zeisim v'anovim is toher. So ma de gewiss, the stome of tusim v'ramoim. So trashi vude mozul mir minami zeisim v'anovim ma zeisim v'anovim. The toni lel de moidu, uhu Rabbi Yehuda, the af lo oichlen ayoitzi mehenos. Rabbi Yehuda said that the af lo oichlen is also, and here it says that stomach is toil. Hello, Alimelech Lakshuya de Tusim v'rimoinim. But here we're asking a stronger kasha. It said, Amida v'kalvochayim, de Tusim v'rimoinim, de lavin eischitanino. Ktoni lael de stam osa, ochitoni de velozeisim v'anovim stomach lav lemashkim.